This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the role and position of family. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the role and position of family in the Islamic lifestyle. The role and the position of family in our life is that the family is a place of peace and family is a place of nurturing and training. Therefore, if we have a good family, if we have good people in our family, if the members of the family are ethically good, socially good, they're well educated, therefore we can see that such families are the place of peace. On top of that, if the family members have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are just, if they are against oppression, we can see within the family there is a peace. Within the family, because everyone is connected to God, they have relations with each other because of God, according to the teachings of the Quran, where Quran says, "Walil walidaini ihsana," do good to your parents. Where Quran and the narration says that train your kids in the best way, have mercy upon your kids, have mercy upon the elder ones. So when we look at the family, if there are grandparents, if there are parents, if there are children or grandchildren, there is a peaceful environment within the family. And this is what Islam wants, that Islam talks about peace, and it wants this peace to start from the family, from within the family, and spread in the society, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the role and position of the family, and we said Islam wants the family to be a place of peace so that it can have peace within it and then spread it to the society and become a role model for the others. Therefore, we can see there are many families, for example, the family of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha with their children, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and Hazrat Zainab, Hazrat Kulsoom. So we can see a lovely family who lived in a peaceful environment. And on top of that, there is another prophecy of family, which is nurturing and training. If the parents are trained and nurtured well, then they can train or nurture their kids in the same way. Therefore, it is the duty of the family and not the teachers in the school. It is the duty of family and not someone outside there. It is the responsibility of the family and not the maulana or the scholar at the mosque or imam at the mosque to nurture or train kids. The basic training starts from the family. If within family, people take care of what they do, for their actions, for the way they talk, for the way they deal with the others, if they are concerned about the wajibat, which are necessary deeds, if they take care of forbidden things, then obviously in such a family, when a child is being nurtured or trained, he will be trained according to the Islamic teachings. Therefore, in Islamic lifestyle, it is very important to have a good family or to develop an Islamic family, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.